when Simon Tov Tzadik Ches, the halachas of Shchita and Yantif, and we're up to Sif Yud Ches. That's what we'll be doing today. Koi Pirish Birya Shel Nolda Mitayish Utzvi. Mr. Brewer says that there are two kinds of kois. One is this Birya Shel Nolda Mitayish Utzvi. The Tayish is the Nekeva. Another one is a Birya Bifnei Atzma. It's a whole different being, and we don't really know if it's a Behemah or a Chaya. Ein shochten also be yontif. You're not allowed to shechter on yontif because it's a suffix if it needs kisui adam or not. So Chazal did not want you shechting al smach that you're going to go ahead and cover it. Ein mechasen es damo afilu yesh lo ofer muchan. And if you shechted it, you're not allowed to do kisui adam even if you have a prepared dirt. Mipnei sheoroa yomer vade chayuhu. The roa, the one who sees it, is going to say, why are you covering it? It must be a chaya. Dim lo ken lo yumatrichen lechasas domo biyantif. Why else are you covering its blood on yantif? It must be that it's a chaya. Now, what's wrong if it's a chaya? A chaya has, although a chaya has a chumra that it needs kisi adam, it also has a kula. The iser of chaliv applies to a behemoth, does not apply it to a chaya. So the person is going to think it's a chaya, and he'll think that the chaliv is mutter. The yovel lahater chelbo. And he'll come to be matir the chaylev, where the truth of the matter is that it's a suffik behemah, suffik chayah, where machmer in either direction. You do kisi adam without a bracha because it may be a behemah, because it may be a chayah, and its chaylev is also because it may be a behemah. The yovel lahatir chelbo, ula erev imrishum onikar yichasenu. At night, if you can still find the dam, then you should go ahead and do kisi adam. Says the Ramah, where does this halacha apply? V'davka sheshachto bekeren zovis. This is only if you shechted it in the corner of the house or the chotzer. Uchahai gavna, av lemeshachto be'emtza chotzer, afil adam behemi yachol achas uzum yeshlof remuchan. In the center of the chotzer, who wants to leave blood there? So there, you're allowed to cover it, not l'shei mitzvah kisui adam. You're allowed to cover it simply for covering up the blood to keep the chotzer clean. Dahavalei kagraf sharei v'tzarech lahasa shalo yalach l'chu keila b'chotzer. It's like a graf sharei, it's something disgusting, and for kavod abriyas, chazal were matir tiltul muktzah. So here, they were matir, carrying the dirt for the sake of covering up the graf sharei, that which you find repulsive, which is blood sitting in the center of your chotzer. Now the halacha is first of all that on Yantif Sheni in Chutz Laretz you couldn't be mechasa the dam there either, so you would end up waiting 2 days before you do kisi adam, even though you may lose the mitzvah altogether. Now the question is in the case of the middle of your chotzer, the Magen Avraham says that your kavan is supposed to be for the sake of cleaning up the blood, not for the sake of doing kisi adam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you don't have kavanah also for kisi adam, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of kisi adam biyodayim. So he says that what it means, according to the Magen Avraham, is that your ikar kavanah is to cover it. And you also have kavanah that if it needs kisi adam, you want to be mekayim that too. What happens if you have a keli that has dirt in it? The Bir Halacha brings down that it's usur to shecht a safik behem, a safik chaya into that, even though there'll be an automatic kisi adam, still, the person who, just a bystander, may think that it's a vaday chaya and will be matir the chalif.